You know, most weekends you face a choice between going out, meeting friends, and participating in some kind of social activity, or staying home and eating cookies and just watching cat videos. What if I told you this weekend in Pittsburgh, you can do both? We'll explain how on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. This is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, November 13th, 2015. Oh no, Rachel, it's Friday the 13th.
Scary.
Scary indeed. It's scary because it's apparently Christmas already.
It's definitely Christmas. I mean, hopefully not snowing, but it's definitely...
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I know.
You're going to jinx it.
We're getting ready.
Hi, I'm Josh Rollerson. I'm from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is the community director for Yelp Pittsburgh,
yes,
and my co-host for the Social Club. Rachel, welcome back. It's great to see you as always.
Thank you.
How was your weekend?
It's funny because I always have to look back and see what was in my calendar.
Uh-huh.
But Vintage Mixer was great, as always.
Oh, yeah.
The early rockin' 70s sweater that I will wear happily, and found some jewelry and chatted with a lot of the awesome local vendors, and it was more spacious this year. Last year was packed.
Mm.
And I went on Friday. So Friday night was the special night owl night. So you got in for a little bit more money, but then you got to have your space. And also Allegheny Wine Mixer, which is a favorite of mine, was serving up drinks, which I am always into.
Very nice.
And they do an incredible job organizing it. And it's just, I think a lot of people don't realize for events in Pittsburgh, a lot of times it starts with an idea and it's people's side projects. It's not even full time that they're doing this. I can think of the Mixer, the I Made It Market, Handmade Arcade, all of those gals too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chick power. That's not even their full-time job.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty impressive.
It's incredibly impressive. Events are not easy to pull off.
This is true.
Have you organized an event?
I organized one event for my podcast launch earlier with the panel and everything. It was a lot of work.
I know.
It was kind of amazing that more didn't go wrong with it than actually went wrong. It went relatively smoothly, but mostly just by dumb luck. A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, it's so stressful. And then there's always that one person. You think everything went okay, and there's always one thing, but you think everything afterwards went okay, and then there's always that one person that pulls out something that you didn't even know happened.
Oh, no.
And they're like, this is awful. I hated it. And then you're like, ugh. But there's always – that's what I tell business owners all the time, is that you will always have that one grump that's going to come in – and not be happy with anything, and that's just their MO.
I have been wondering about this. What, if anything, like what does Yelp do? What do you do to mitigate the effects of just the mean, grumpy, punitive customer who has the power through, you know, leaving a negative review to really harm someone's livelihood?
But they really don't. Because number one, Yelp has things in place to protect the integrity of our site in terms of a non-recommended versus a recommended review filter, where we really try and build up that trusted user base. That's part of my job in Pittsburgh, is to build up really active, social, real people in the Pittsburgh community that are excited to write about awesome local businesses. And so with that, what's great is that when you and I, or someone that might not be on Yelp a lot and is maybe just dipping their toes in, are going to read reviews about local businesses, they're going to see these trusted users because they're marked with a 15 badge and then next year 16. And then people that have a real photo, have a real name, they're going to go to those people and look at the reviews and look at the useful information and say, okay, this is going to be, I'm going to base my decision on this educated decision on these reviews versus that one grump that has maybe a handful of reviews under their belt, no photo, and just leaves a negative comment. I just tell business owners all the time, as long as you're running a fantastic business, you should really have nothing to worry about. But there's always going to be, like in life,
you know, I mean,
that one troll.
That, well, that's what I wonder about. And it's, I mean, it's clearly you are taking steps to mitigate the impact of that one troll. But like, and I think about this a lot, not just on Yelp, like Amazon reviews.
Right.
There is like this powerful psychological effect of just reading one bad review amidst a whole bunch of other ones that are positive or, you know, or more mixed. You focus on the negative one, and you begin to suspect that the positive ones are, you know, are inauthentic, or there's something is, I don't know. You tend to assign more weight to the negative one. I do.
I think you're a glass half empty kind of
That's possible.
Guy.
Maybe I'm just diagnosing myself here.
Self-diagnosing.
This has been How Yelp Works.
Yeah, well, that's my job. That's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you for patiently answering my ignorant questions.
A lot of people ask those questions that are not ignorant. They are legit. I want to help guide people into trusting Yelp and people versus Yelpers versus business owners,
yeah.
You know, because business owners have tools too, free tools, where they can respond to people's reviews too.
This has been really informative.
I know.
But let's talk about what's happening this
weekend. We veered off. Well, this weekend you can get into it with – well, actually, maybe I shouldn't say get into it because you don't want to break anything. Pittsburgh Glass Center will be at the Carnegie Science Center for their 21-plus night. And if you have not been to the Glass Center in – is it – would you say Garfield or would you say – it's on the Garfield East Liberty Line.
Okay.
It's across from the old Verde that's now Prairie.
Okay. All right. I know what you mean.
And it is – spectacular. It's so cool to watch them blow glass. It has a gift shop with awesome glasswares in it, and they will be at the Science Center. So if you're an avid Science Center goer or an avid 21-plus goer.
Seems like a natural pairing.
Yeah. You can check out, especially because it's the science of blowing glass, which they will be doing.
And can you blow a glass and then pour yourself a drink in it and enjoy it? That would be the full...
I feel as if there needs to be some kind of setting time.
Really? I don't know how
especially
glass works,
versus
clearly.
If you've worked in the service industry, you know you're not supposed to pour cold water into a hot glass like as soon as it comes out of the dishwasher.
Well, yeah. I think you would let it cool off first.
Yeah.
This is a little hot when it comes
out.
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit. It's very cool to watch, though. So you can head to the Science Center on Friday. $10 to order online and then $15 at the door. And obviously, you'll be able to do imbibe on a cash bar. Probably it'll be glasses that are already
made on site. Yeah, okay.
And then we are getting into the holidays, like you said. And we have the Good Food Pittsburgh Holiday Cookie Swap, which is right up my alley in the sense of I love cookies and I want to eat them all the time.
Cookies are a sometimes food, Rachel.
What?
Yeah.
They're an all the time food. A sometimes food?
Yeah, it's changed. Cookie Monster has gotten help and now he has a new message. This isn't new, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm missing this reference because I don't have kids. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let me break it down for you.
Okay, I totally
We're learning from
this.
Each other today.
Okay, yeah.
No, this happened, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago. The Children's Television Workshop realized that, you know, nutrition is a problem for kids.
No.
And they've created this beloved character whose whole thing is like, cram as many cookies
Absolutely.
In your face as you possibly can. So they sort of weighed whether that was a responsible message to send, and they concluded that it wasn't. So now Cookie Monster, you know, they didn't like totally renounce the concept, like the premise of the characters that he loves cookies. Of course he does.
Me want
Everyone
cookie.
Loves cookies. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're familiar
yes.
with his work.
But I am familiar with his
so
earlier
he still
work.
Eats cookies, but he also eats healthy foods. And his new slogan is cookies are a sometimes food, which I think is pretty smart.
Okay.
I disregard this advice. I'm with you.
Okay.
Eat cookies constantly.
So is Oscar the Grouch now Oscar the even-keeled person?
I think Oscar has he has some depression.
Oh.
Maybe some bipolar.
And he's getting a treated.
Borderline personality. I hope so.
Wow.
I hope so. Oscar,
there's a lot
we're worried
of psychology
about you,
to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Sesame Street has changed.
I know. Gosh.
Okay,
well,
cookies, though.
Cookie Monster. You can be a true Cookie Monster if you are a child of the 80s and before. And get your holiday cookie swap on. So they'll be doing a cookie swap where you can bring in your cookies and then you'll be able to taste test different cookies. It's at the Public Market, which is obviously a fantastic place. They have a couple different spots that have cookies in them, like Eliza's Oven, which actually bakes boozy treats, which I very much enjoy. And it's a free event, so you can come and meander the market and hang out and see what kind of cookies you want to swap. And that is on Saturday, like I said, at the public market from 1 to 3. And then I thought about this a little bit while I was researching, and I realized that I may not give – I mentioned the arts – maybe once a week, maybe like every couple weeks, but I want to definitely work them in a little bit more because there's a lot going on every single weekend and we can't just party and eat cookies all the time. We have to get some culture in our lives.
Fair enough. All right.
So Attack Theater, which is a modern dance troupe in Pittsburgh, will be opening their season with Remainder. And I think about this, I guess, as a former ballet employee, I think about, not dancer because I never danced ballet. Do not get that wrong there. I think modern dance is really cool in the sense of if you're not familiar with dance, you can kind of get into it because there's a loose story, but it's really kind of watching the art form and the athleticism, which they are completely athletic. It's amazing to watch. But they're a modern dance troupe, so you're not going to get a classic performance from them. You're going to get a out-of-the-box, cool, inventive performance. Yeah. And they're going to be at the New Hazlitt, which I think I've said before is a really great thrust theater.
Right.
In the north side. So you can head there, and tickets are very affordable, $15 to $35 Friday and Saturday. And then we also have A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which I am very excited about because I never got to see it in New York. And a lot of times I wait for these shows to come to Pittsburgh because they do end up making their way here. And it was a 2014 Tony Award winner for Best Musical. So I think you're in for a treat.
So when do you think we get Hamilton here?
Oh, my gosh. I just looked at someone's Facebook post because I'm actually heading up to New York this weekend.
Oh, look at you.
I know. I'm so excited. I haven't been in years. So I wanted to go to Hamilton. And
yeah,
I can't. Well, I caught the part where it just was taking off. And so there were tickets here and there when I looked like months ago, but they were $250 a pop, which I was like, no. Someone, a friend of mine on Facebook put, I got tickets to Hamilton. And I'm like, what? And then I looked further and it said July 2016.
Right, yeah.
They bought tickets July. That's crazy. It looks cool though. I liked In the Heights, which is the same writer, performer, star. But I think what's cool about Pittsburgh is they get the really great shows in, which as a former actor, these people that tour with the Broadway show are Broadway actors still. A lot of them go on the – it's not just second – it's not – let me rephrase that. It is not second-rate performers. These are Broadway actors that then go on tour. So they're incredible, and it's going to be as good a show as Broadway, which I love. So this is – that's just my – my preaching moment for theater, and to go and check, and don't, like, people that just go to New York, you can check out Fabulous Theater here in Pittsburgh. The Benedum Center is an awesome theater that I love to go to, and it's going to be a little bit cheaper, which really works out. So Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, it will be playing all weekend long at the Benedum. Awesome tickets still available. And then we also have, which again, desserts, sorry, we're on a dessert kick.
No apology necessary.
Okay, good. Hot Pink Dessert First, which is awesome in the sense of it's a completely dessert-filled event. So you can head there for Sugar Coma, and obviously a Sugar Coma for a good cause. Maybe I shouldn't say coma considering it's for health.
A little... yeah, maybe.
Adagio. I hope I'm saying that right. Health. It's benefiting them. And it's at Heinz Field on Saturday. The ticket price is a little steep. But again, I always look for – I look at it as you're donating to charity.
Right, sure.
And getting some delicious desserts. And then the really, really sad but really, really awesome thing about this weekend, sad because I'm going to be missing it, it is the perfect – perfect event for me. On Saturday at the Hollywood Theater, the Internet Cat Video Festival.
Oh, I heard about this. Yes.
I'm dying that I'm not going to be here.
It's about time.
Please, everyone, cat lovers and cat people, non-cat people, like
cat fanciers,
I'm so sad I'm missing this. So Hollywood Theater is obviously a awesome independent theater in Pittsburgh, in Dormont, which is my hood.
Right.
You can buy booze and bring it in and buy while you're watching crazy cat videos. So, I mean, this is just
that sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Right up my alley. It is $8, $5 to $8, depending on if you're a member of the Hollywood Theater. But it's totally worth it to sit down with a beer and watch cats in costumes that hate being in costumes and cats in boxes and
cats, cat juggling.
Cat. I can't even, like, there's so much. So check it out. Hollywood Theater. I mean, I have to, like, mic drop after that.
That's pretty much, I mean, where can we go from there?
Yeah, so plan your weekend.
We should just cancel the whole podcast at this point.
I should just cancel my whole New York trip, really.
I mean, we reached the apex of whatever this is.
Yeah.
It was all culminating in Cat Video Film Festival.
Cat Video Film Festival. So head there this weekend on Saturday. All
right. Rachel, have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, 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 start with C. Yeah! Cookie, 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 start with C. Oh, boy! Cookie, 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 start with C.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.